United States versus Claviel, Ms. Christensen.
Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the court, counsel. My name is Joanna Christensen, and I represent the appellant, LaTanya Claviel, in this case.
Can we start with the idea of an uphill battle? Well,
Your Honor, I was here once, and a different judge asked me that, and I said, Your Honor, it's always an uphill battle. It's just the angle of the incline.
It's a question of how far
you have to go. I do admit that we have an uphill battle in this case because there weren't objections.
Quote, the court, your lawyer indicated you also have no objections to the calculation of the pre-sentence report. Your objection is an appeal of the conviction. Is that correct? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's a little tough at that stage of the game.
It is a little tough, but there have been cases from this court that find that that's a forfeiture rather than a waiver.
But wasn't he right because there wasn't any realistic possibility of getting the loss below $30,000?
It's hard from this record based on, and I noticed there was a deficiency in my brief not citing where I got the chart from, the number from. It's Government's Exhibit 2, and to that exhibit, there were attached all the statements for the credit cards. And that's where all the information came from, and I apologize for not making that clearer in my brief. But there were four credit cards that were impossible from that.
Yeah, but those four credit cards, you'd have to have a tremendous amount of interest in order for that to...
I understand that, and yeah, it may not go below 30,000.
It's awfully tenuous.
Which is why we make the argument about substantive reasonableness, because the judge relied on the $42,000 amount and thought it might be higher. And we believe that if...
He wasn't going to give her a lower sentence. Yeah, I mean, she's quite a one-woman crime wave, collecting this vast number of credit cards.
Wasn't she sentenced at the bottom of the guideline?
She was actually sentenced at the top of the guideline for the fraud offense. It was 30 to 37 months. She got 37 months for that one. Then she got the 24 consecutive for the two identity theft counts. And one of the issues was that she could have gotten two 24-month consecutives, which I believe were the government's argument that she got the bottom.
But the fact that he gave her the top suggests a concern about that, you know, that she needed to have this 61-month sentence.
I certainly think the judge was concerned.
And if you just and even if you shaved off a few pennies from the $30,000, he's going to give the same sentence.
It's possible that he would.
Why wouldn't he? I mean, what sense would it make? Say, oh well, it wasn't $30,000; it was $29,999. I guess I'll shave off, 20 months.
It could have made a difference. It cut it down by a quarter of what.
Why? What would his thinking be? What would the rational thinking be?
Assuming rational thinking at any level.
Well,
I'll assume rational.
Credit Judge McCluskey.
I won't go there. I would assume that because he'd mentioned that the amount was significant and it was probably higher, that it was in his mind and he would consider going lower. And before my time runs out, I'll touch on the restitution issue, which is an interesting issue because of the interplay between the case law that talks about restitution must be based on actual loss and then some of the other circuits that talk about that interest is prejudgment interest is part of restitution. And just to address the government's argument, those cases were all before the guideline change. And the guidelines, of course, the guidelines for the offense don't govern restitution, but this court has consistently made the connection between actual loss and the amount of restitution. And in this case, the actual loss was lower, and the restitution she's paying is based on a higher amount that was erroneously calculated. So I'm unsure what in 5 minutes when my lights are.
Yeah, you've got about 30 seconds left. So.
Okay, unless the court has any further questions, I will ask that the court remand for resentencing.
Thank you, Ms. Christensen. Ms. Mullen?
May it please the Court, Linda Mullen on behalf of the United States. If this Court agrees with us that these issues have been waived, then I have nothing that I need to say here today. If any of you disagree with that position, then we can move to the merits, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have on the merits.
We.
Seeing no questions, I will return the balance of my time. Thank you.
Sorry you had to come up from...
No, she enjoyed the trip.
Where did you come from? Rock Island? Yeah. I hope you have other things to do in Chicago. So yeah.
It's a nice town to visit anyway. You know. I'll recommend a couple of restaurants if you want me to. Try the Greek Islands. They're excellent.
Okay, well, we thank the defenders for your efforts on behalf of your client, and we thank Ms. Mullen for coming to visit us. Okay, court will be in recess.